Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffnan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, September 9. New South Wales has recorded another 1,405 COVID cases as Premier Gladys Berejiklian revealed plans to ease restrictions when 70% of people are fully vaccinated. No specific date has been set for the easing of restrictions, but the government says it will happen on the Monday after the target is reached.
When we start reopening at 70% double dose, that it's done in a safe way and it's only for people who are vaccinated. So you have been warned. If you're not vaccinated, come forward and get the vaccine. Otherwise, you won't be able to participate in the many freedoms that people have at 70% vaccination.
38 areas of New South Wales have been excluded from the lifting of the lockdown across regional areas set for Saturday. Those areas include the Central Coast, Bathurst, Lithgow and Orange. See the full list online at 7news.com.au. Melbourne has recorded more than 300 new COVID cases, the highest number of new cases in the state in over a year, while Queensland has recorded one new case of COVID-19, a child who is already in home quarantine. Scott Morrison has indicated Australians stuck overseas will be able to return and quarantine at home later this year. While home quarantine is currently only being trialled in South Australia, the government wants it to become the norm for all returned travellers. And two people who were killed in the World Trade Center attacks on September 11, 2001, have been identified by authorities this week, providing closure for victims' families who had waited nearly two decades for answers. The man and woman are identified as the 1,646th and 1,647th people to have been identified through ongoing DNA analysis, according to the New York City Chief Medical Examiner. Authorities have said 2,977 people died that day, including those on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon and another into a field in Pennsylvania. Authorities say around 40% of victims, or 1,106, remain unidentified 20 years on. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.